to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it can go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're live with you on this Thursday, the 29th of March, 2007, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. One day closer, folks, to what in the Middle East? Conflicting reports coming out. United States government saying, no, we have no plans, but the buildup goes on the Iranian border. Seems the Iranians have changed their mind about releasing one Marine, female. This is not a good situation. There is information that is coming out of all places, Pravda, the English-speaking version at least, on what is going on over in Iran, and it's not good. They seem to believe, and on intelligence matters, they're not very often wrong, that in fact the United States is going to launch a war on Iran. Now, we had our moments with Iran. Of course, the CIA, at the behest of the State Department and the government at the time, uninstalled, the previous person in Iran, stuck in the Shah of Iran, much to the chagrin of many people in Iran themselves. When the Ayatollah Khomeini took over, well, then you saw this rabid shift to the other side of the scale. But these people have had experience with the United States before going back. This is something that they're not talking about on air. Ladies and gentlemen, we should not be in the Middle East to begin with. But the project for a new American century, people that are still hanging on, although they're not getting a lot of press, their names are not being mentioned, they are, in fact, still there, still working with the Bush administration and still trying to ratchet this thing up, much to the chagrin and displeasure of our supposed allies around the world. We've got some news here on Alberto Gonzalez, what was behind this and the firings of these U.S. attorneys. We'll get into that. And also, Chavez, down there in Venezuela, he's getting ready to open up a Russian's weapon factory. It's being built by Putipu over in Russia. Not necessarily a good thing. And other news, we'll get into all of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, today. No scheduled guests. We're just going to run through the news. And with your calls at 800-313-9443. Is the hair starting to stand up on people's necks yet? I've been feeling it for 2 days. How do you spell relief? It's called Bush and Jill. Forget your Rolaids. Forget your Tagament. It's called get these creatures that are getting ready to lead us into World War III. Let's get them the hell out of public office. And I'm not against the Marines showing up in force and putting the cuffs on themselves. If they've got the courage, if they're still run by Americans. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, a heck of a job, Uncle Sammy. 4 years of remarkable American achievements in Iraq. This war has been going on for, what, 5 years now? Keeping in mind that Iraq did not attack the USA in the first place and never has, even though after Fox News and the ilk got through with their broadcast, most people believe that Saddam Hussein had his hand in September 11, 2001. Keeping in mind that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. Keeping in mind that Iraq had no nuclear weapons program and no mushroom cloud was ever likely to explode over New York from an Iraqi non-existent nuclear device. Keeping in mind that Iraq had no biological weapons, including but not limited to anthrax, and no missiles to deliver whatever they did not have to the American shores. Keeping in mind that the Iraqi regime was a resolute opponent of al-Qaeda ideology and has no proven relationship with al-Qaeda network. Keeping in mind that Iraqi regime had nothing to do with 9/11, absolutely nothing. Keeping in mind that the UN Weapons of Mass Destruction Inspection System was working, as much as I hate to admit that, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping in mind that according to Colin Powell and Condi Rice, which, by the way, Condoleezza Rice has just been summarily dismissed by Israel, she was supposed to have meetings on a peace project between them and Pakistan. Are we getting tired of hearing this peace process? Israel, just get the hell out of Palestine and get it over with. Go back inside your own borders, quit screwing with people, and start exercising something you've not included in your dialogue with so many years, for so many years, detente and relations. Oh, yes. The Iraqi regime was pretty much boxed in, that is, until the U.S. administration decided otherwise, and both Powell and Rice joined in Mr. Bush's hunt. Remember that one? Yes, we're on the hunt for al-Qaeda. We're on the hunt. Well, George, you're now in our crosshairs here in America. Congratulations. You should be in prison right now for treason. Then we are privileged to bring you some of the remarkable achievements that the American invasion and occupation of Iraq have occasioned in the past 4 years, or some 1,640 days, a record every American should be proud of and delighted by. Possibly the most outstanding success, aside from the human tragedy, has to do with the national treasures of that ancient land, once known as Mesopotamia, lest we forget. As a former U.S. Defense Secretary once quipped, stuff happens. Indeed, stuff happened. Iraq, the cradle of civilization, 7,000 years old, saw its heritage looted, bulldozed, and burnt to the ground. The Baghdad Archaeological Museum has been gutted. The National Library and the Library of Qurans were torched, losing at least 1 million books and 10 million documents through fires that began on April 14th of 2003 and were left smoldering. By the way, the U.S. invading occupation forces were too busy holding the fort of the oil ministry to do anything about it. They did it in the first place, so why should they put a fire out that they started? Kind of like, in Ur, the location of one of the most ancient centers of civilization, Burger King and Pizza Hut, staples of our civilization, replaced ancient monuments. On a 4,100-year-old walls, Marines spray-painted Semper Fi motto. We are Americans and stuff happens. Indeed. For more incalculable losses of patrimony of humanity, proud achievers of Chalmers Johnson's latest book, Nemesis, can get a sense of our collective triumph. Wasted and sacrificed lives from a conservative, and I mean conservative folks, 400,000 excess deaths. That's the Lancet and John Hopkins, by the way, they're reporting that, to up to possibly 1 million people, Iraqis, if one can endure the analysis of Dr. Gideon Paglia, an Australian scientist using the most comprehensive and authoritative literature, and UN demographic data yields an estimate of 1 million post-invasion deaths in Iraq. That's just another remarkable achievement. Displaced life. And keep in mind something here, folks. You know, they're not talking about this on the news. Because if they were, there'd be an uproar in this country. We're there to give them democracy, give them peace. We've killed 1 million of their people. We've killed 1 million of their people. To do what? To give them democracy? Can you fathom the loss of one life and then times that by 1 million? Displaced lives. Over 2 million Iraqis have fled their own country and are now hunkering down in neighboring countries, mostly Syria and Jordan, or as far as Iran, Egypt, France, and Britain, but not in America, as this country's generosity has its limits. Close to another 2 million Iraqis are now internally displaced. To provide some kind of perspective on this, 4 million people in a country of 28 million are currently uprooted. That's about 14.28% of the entire Iraqi population. Now, related to the USA and its 300 million population, by the way, which of 40 million are already illegal, but we're not counting the census figures, it would mean about 42.8% of American people would either have to have left the country or have been internally displaced. Indeed, a remarkable achievement. The overwhelming majority of professional and managerial classes, doctors, engineers, professors, et al., have left the country. The middle class no longer exists. The extreme, most backward elements of a society has taken over. By the way, Mr. Bush the other day, day before yesterday, speaking in front of a cattlemen's association to raucous applause that we've got to keep this thing going, and he's going to reject whatever the Congress and the Senate come up as far as timetables go. Well, he was reduced to reading blogs, okay, of supposedly Marines and Iraqis that, well, things are returning to normal. Really? Hey, Pinocchio, how many more feet can your nose grow before it sucks the rest of the blood out of your brain and you can no longer function? The Iraqi Christian minority has been decimated. The U.S. Christian right rejoices in that achievement, by the way. Just tune in to your wonderful TV evangelist. The city of Fallujah, that at one time had 200,000-plus inhabitants. It's in absolute pebble-sized structures right now, folks. It's been decimated and leveled. That's a rumbling achievement. The country is covered with depleted uranium fallout and unexploded ordnances. In 5 billion years, writes John Williams, our sun will explode into a white dwarf and envelop the Earth, according to NASA projections. The half-life of uranium, 238, is about 4.5 billion years. So just about the time our sun winks out and swallows up the entire solar system, it should be safe to walk around any place in Iraq. But walk fast. The sand is really going to be hot over there. This means by the time Earth ceases to be a planet, only a little more than half of the depleted uranium that the United States Army is firing into Iraq and other countries around the world, by the way, only then will it be gone. The rest of the radioactive material will be still poisoning the Iraqi people. An achievement worthy, I'm sure, of the Guinness Book of World Records. Electricity production. It's only a quarter of pre-war production. And by the way, you've been listening to the news lately, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, yes. We just, in Congress, we're getting up money for reconstructing Iraq. Isn't that amazing? You see how they make money off of both ends? We do regime changes, level their country's infrastructure, bomb the hell out of their cities, and then we turn around and we're nice enough to help reconstruct their country. But guess who gets the contract on both ends? Oh, that's right, the no-bid contracts. Yes, there is money in war, folks. Hard on the furniture, hard on the people, but man, is there money to be made. Oil production, the lifeline of Iraqi society, below pre-war production. According to the latest UN High Commissioner for Refugees report, approximately 70% of the population lacks access to adequate water supplies, while 80% does not have effective sanitation. Almost a quarter of the children are chronically malnutritioned. This says malnutrition. It should say malnourished. And the unemployment rate hovers over 50%. The despicable, obscene, and inhumane lynching of Saddam Hussein in the midst of the most sacred prayer, the barbarity of the death penalty applauded by the barbarians, by the way, a value of death that can only compete with Hollywood. Does anybody want to give these people Oscars? That's truly an immense achievement and a great echo of our compassionate culture. Civil war, ethnic and religious mayhem. 4 in 5 Iraqis want the U.S. troops out. Two-thirds of the Iraqi population consider that life under Saddam Hussein was far better than the current situation. Fear everywhere, abominable fear everywhere. That's only some of the few achievements that a good people of the United States of America should be particularly proud of, as they themselves live in their paranoid universe of fear-mongered delusions, all while having produced a humanitarian culture an ecological disaster of historical proportions. Meanwhile, and without getting into the regional side effects, Lebanon, the Palestinian occupied territories, or the Afghan sinkhole, the consequences for Uncle Sam are also quite substantial. More on this subject, ladies and gentlemen, lest we forget. Or maybe one day they get their way, and we will be silenced with the facts.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. On the issue of American collateral damages, where to begin and where to end? Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, Extraordinary Renditions, the American Legalization and Practice of Torture, the Geneva Conventions Disregarded, Trashed, Torture Turned into American Law. A country that loathed and feared by the entire world, its reputation in tatters, its cynicism for all to see. Civil liberties, a ghost of its already poor self, FBI spying on us, by the way, Bush just signed the reauthorization for the Patriot Act. Yes, we have Al-Qaeda cells running all over the United States, folks. The only terrorists I see are seated right inside Washington, D.C. The FBI is spying on us, our phone calls, our emails, our letters. Homeland Security militarizing the entire country and building a proliferation of detention centers. Habeas corpus denied to legions of legal immigrants. An apathetic public calling for more authoritarianism in the name of safety. And you watch what happens on this deal, folks. I personally believe that the government is not going to be stupid enough since their 9/11 fiasco. And hell, even Rosie O'Donnell's jumped on this deal. And please, please, folks, use some discretion and discernment I heard a guy out of New York City the other day call Rosie O'Donnell a patriot. She is a lesbian. She is a gun grabber. She is a Marxist, if I've ever seen one. But at least she is shocked and surprised. I understand she even watched Alex Jones's newest video, which is a good thing. But let's not get all giddy here. The way I look at Rosie O'Donnell with all the people that listen to her, she's a useful tool. But please, for God's sakes, don't call her a patriot. Oh, she's just somebody that's waking up out of the paradigm of the pig trough she's been rolling in all of these years. Hopefully, she'll get out and wash herself off and once again become a human being. $500 billion. Some estimates run as high as $1 trillion, thrown down the rabbit hole of corporate profits and military waste. Our entire social system, health care, education, infrastructure, etc., in deepening disrepair. Red ink is spread beyond generational horizons. And that just tells me that the writer of this article has a little Marxism, a little spread the wealth out. We're such a wealthy country. Can't we go a little bit Marxist here, or at least socialist, to spread around the wealth? Wasted and sacrificed lives. They have it down as 3,300 soldiers, folks. We have it down almost maybe 20,000. But, of course, how do you get the real numbers when you have a lying government? An additional 800 private contractors. These are the mercenaries, folks, the mercs, gone into the rabbit hole. 25 to 30,000 injured and poorly taken care of, thanks to the Walter Reed scandal. And that's just one hospital, folks. The entire VA system is in tatters, disarray, run by people that don't, and these are military people, folks, don't give a hoot and a holler about American soldiers. If they did, after coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, blown to pieces, you would think, in support of our soldiers, mind you, that we would give them the top care, but that is not the case. And where are the intellectuals and the pundits? All the dogs, I should say guard dogs. Now that the results are in, writing more books, I suppose, going after Iran, preparing for China, they help create deserts and move on to the new fertile pastures and that need desertification, enamored with wars and certitudes, destroyers of life and humaneness. When shall this epic tragedy be ended? Good question. As long as these people remain in Washington, D.C., and its supporters of the White House, ladies and gentlemen, in which there are legions in our Senate and Congress. It goes on. It's never ending. It doesn't stop. And now we're witnessing this run-up, mind you, to going into Iran. Out of Pravda, new U.S. counterintelligence strategy to involve public and private sectors. President Bush has approved a new counterintelligence strategy that calls for expanding operations against foreign spies and terrorists worldwide and stepping up coordination among U.S. agencies. The strategy, made public in a report released yesterday, emphasizes the need to penetrate foreign intelligence organizations, governments, and foreign groups with agents or by electronic or other means. The intelligence active, and folks, did you hear the other day? By the way, thank you, Michael Herzog. I know you're at home listening to the program today. Thank you for sitting in for me yesterday. The intelligence activities of foreign powers afford us opportunities to exploit their operations and gain access to their intelligence in order to corrupt its integrity, says the National Counterintelligence Strategy Report. More on this right after this break. 800-313-9443. We're moving into perilous times, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? Or are you going to remain silent? as we have for too many years.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'm going to suspend this reading of this article here for a few minutes. I have Michael Collins Piper online. What say you, Michael?
Hey, John, what's up? How you doing today? Just walked in the door, and I got a message that you were trying to get in touch with me, so
yeah,
I
missed
jumped
you.
On the phone.
I missed you just literally minutes after you walked out of the office up there in D.C.
Yeah, and now I'm home. I'm at my studio, so to speak.
Your article, AIPAC Buying Up 2008, in the American Free Press, the March 26th issue, what is... Gosh, this unholy alliance here. You know, we've talked about this ad nauseum about Israel. I just learned today that Condoleezza Rice was basically told to hit the high road. She was going to try to open up talks again between the Palestinians and Israelis, and evidently they gave her the heave-ho, so they don't want to talk to her. Israel is too busy with its vision of peace for Israel in the Middle East right now. What pressures here are being brought on the AIPAC crowd to the U.S. Congress?
Well, you know, this is, you know, the pressure is not really so much pressure. It's the word promise is probably more accurate in most instances, because these members of Congress, know that AIPAC, as a registered lobby, has the capacity to get on the phone and rally thousands of people all over the country, people who are key political contributors, most of whom are Jewish, and at the same time rally many, many American Christians who are not necessarily financial contributors, but who pull the levers of power in the Republican Party at the grassroots. So when you have both heavy-handed pressure, you have heavy-handed pressure arising from the promise of great campaign contributions and floods of votes at the polls. So the congressmen are going to react to those who put the pedal to the metal, and that's exactly what AIPAC does. Plus, of course, you know, there is just the general fear that, on the part of many members of Congress, in fact, sadly, most members of Congress, that if they don't do what AIPAC wants, they will be targeted for reelection. And that includes both liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans. So this is what's happening here. We again have a very small group of people, and we're not just talking about Jews. We're talking about Jews and Christians, a relatively small group of people who have an inordinate amount of clout for the simple reason that the average American doesn't get involved in lobbying Congress on issues of this nature. The average American doesn't lobby Congress, period. So when you have one concerted effort by a small, well-funded group, the political power of that group is magnified tens, if not hundreds, of times. And that's really, that's essentially what's happening here, John.
Well, it's amazing to me. We're looking, possibly, Michael, at the run-up to our opening theater of war in the Middle East, and we're talking about Iran here, what's just transpired over the last several days with the 15 Marines, British soldiers, if you will, being snatched. By the way, did you happen to see their proof positive as the container ship was being boarded by these Marines? We just happened to have a helicopter pilot with a GPS in his hand. Did you see that photo?
No, I didn't see that.
It was superimposed. I about died laughing when I saw this thing. It's like the CIA did with Slobodan Milosevic and supposedly all the people that he's killed and buried in fields. The CIA actually tried to make the American public believe that what they were looking at was actually graves, fresh graves dug. Now, when you have mass graves, by the way, you don't dig them separately and space them out like you would in, say, any graveyard that you see in the U.S. What it actually was their planning, and they brought this out on caissons. They would load stuff up like cow manure, mix it in, and it was sitting there drying, laid up along the fields, sitting there drying, mind you, Michael, to get ready to be plowed into the fields, and that was the CIA's mass graves. Just recently, and this is really amazing to me. Michael, think about this. What has hit the news in the last couple of days is mass graves have been discovered in Iraq. Well, and supposedly these are the people that Saddam Hussein, he killed his political enemies. At one time, we heard that it was, what, 1,800 maybe maximum people that he'd his political opposition that he had killed in Iraq. And now they're saying, oh, well, there's hundreds of thousands of people that Saddam Hussein killed. Let me ask you a question, Michael. If you kill 1 million of their people, what the heck are they supposed to do with them?
Well, that's right. you know, one thing about these mass graves that they keep finding in Iraq, what they don't want people to know is that, now let's face it, I'm sure Saddam Hussein killed a lot of people. Talk about that quickly in a second. But bear in mind that there were also mass graves in Iraq because thousands and thousands of Iraqi soldiers died in the various U.S. wars against Iraq, the one in 1991, the most recent one, not to mention probably millions died in Iraq on both sides of the Iraq-Iran war, which raged on for, I think, 8 to 10 years. So you're going to find a lot of mass graves in Iraq and Iran. But what those mass graves really are is another question altogether. Now, as far as as far as the Iraqis that have been, that were killed some years ago by Saddam Hussein, my understanding is that those Iraqis who were killed by Saddam Hussein were Islamic fundamentalists. Now, maybe not all of them, but the point here being that President George W. Bush has told us time and time again over the last year since 9/11 that the Islamic fundamentalist extremists are our enemies, and bring them on, we're going to kill them. Well, guess what happened? When the Islamic fundamentalist extremists went after Saddam Hussein, guess what he did? He killed them. So in one case, President Bush thinks it's appropriate to kill them, but when somebody George Bush doesn't like kills them, then it's bad. So, you know, you make up your mind for yourself. Are you in favor of killing them or against them? Well, I don't like to see anybody killed, period, myself.
Well, Michael, you being in the news business, you've written for the American Free Press for how many years now?
Well, for American Free Press since it began, and for the old Spotlight going back to the early 1980s, I lose track of the time myself, 20 years or more.
You being in the news business, you would think that this would be earth-shattering, front-page headline news in the newspapers. It would displace Anna Nicole Smith. It would... If they reported that, look, maybe up to 1 million Iraqis are now dead, do you think that this might have a negative effect on George Bush's war on terror?
You know, sadly, I don't think it would, because, you know, Americans, unfortunately, have been so dumbed down. As Charlotte Isherbite always says, you know, Americans have been so dumbed down that they really can't count. And Americans are not accustomed to having 1 million of their own fellow Americans lying dead in the streets and destroyed by foreign enemies. So it's largely irrelevant to Americans. They're more concerned with Angelina Jolie's new romance or her new child or Oprah's diet or Anna Nicole Smith's various people who've claimed to be the father of her children. So that number of Iraqis dead, Americans can't differentiate between 100,000 Iraqis and 1 million Iraqis. They're just people overseas who are our enemies. And most Americans, I think, would say, well, thank God we killed that many. That's sad, but I truly believe that, John. That's sad.
Well, it is. But we've got people like Rosie O'Donnell who's coming out, and she's finally figured out 9/11 was an inside job. And I applaud the fact that Rosie O'Donnell has about 30 million people, for one reason or another, listen to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll use anything as a tool, as an asset against the war, against these lying, murderous, criminal, gosh, I don't have enough adjectives.
Exactly.
To describe what's going on in Washington, D.C. So I'll take the Rosie. I mean, let's not forget that she's a fat, white lesbian. Gun-grabbing and carries more water for the Marxists than she does for America or its Constitution. But putting this in perspective, when Rosie O'Donnell comes out and speaks, there's a lot of people in this country that are hearing her. This is a good thing.
That's right. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to have a brief for Rosie O'Donnell, but, I mean, when she does something good, hey, let's face it, she did something good.
Well,
for whatever reason.
Yeah, the broke clock, as they say, at least twice a day is right.
Yeah.
So if we highlight something she's doing good, that's fine. But I just, you know, people, I have actually heard the phrase attached to Rosie O'Donnell's name, that she's a patriot. Now, that's a stretch. But for what she's doing and the effect of the Charlie Sheens of the world, Hollywood people, that's fine. I'm all for that. So, Rosie, you get a pass on this one.
John, it's amazing when you think about it. But, you know, the fact is, like her or not, Rosie O'Donnell is one of the most powerful people in America. I mean, you know, if you drew a list of the 200 most powerful people in America in terms of their outreach through the media, I think Rosie O'Donnell is right up there, probably in the top 100. Sad the commentary, though, that may be on American society and those who we allow to influence our opinions. I think that's the case. And, you know, if it takes Rosie O'Donnell, of all people, to blow the whistle on these gigantic 9/11 lies, well, thank God for Rosie O'Donnell.
Thank God for the influence that she
has. Yeah.
By the way, before I forget this, I talked to Chris Plethrick. He's the editor over there at American Free Press. There is a promotional deal that they've got going on. I've been in this pitch battle with Chris about this issue, about print publication versus the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand. I saw Dan I'd Rather the other night on a television program bemoaning the fact that, just 20 years ago, 67% of the population read newspapers versus today it's less than 28%. But I've been in this pitch battle with Chris about publications. Not everybody can carry a computer around on their back or a printer along with that if they're talking to somebody to copy something down and print it off the Internet. Newspapers still has its place in this country. It's a great thing to leave in a doctor's office. I can't wait for the day that with the owner over there at AFP that we can fire up this newspaper thing and start having the American Free Press sitting right next to the Wall Street Journal in high traffic areas across this country so people can read something other than the controlled news. But I talked to Chris, and he said, you know, if you want to offer something to the people out there to get our newspaper out, which is a wonderful thing to do, folks, leave it in a doctor's office, give it to friends, so on and so forth. It's the information. He said that you can offer the listeners out there a one-year subscription for the American Free Press for $49, plus you get the book published by AFP titled The CIA and Iran, the 1953 Coup of the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide, which tells the story of how the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran, led by Mossadegh. And you can get this, ladies and gentlemen, for $49. Also, another special they're running here. You still get the book for 2 years. You get 2 years the American Free Press, ladies and gentlemen, for only $89. So what is the number they need to call over there?
Okay, it's 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS.
It's a good publication. I've always backed this thing. I believe that newspapers are of an intrinsic value. As I said, there are problems with computers. Yeah, half American households, Michael, have computers at home now. But it's not really good for, say, leaving it sitting in your doctor's office. I'm sure you wouldn't leave your computer sitting over there. But it has its value. And along with the Internet, the AFP site for the Internet, good things are coming, but it needs to happen quicker. Now, getting back to this AIPAC thing, you cited in your story here, and thank you, my friend, for sending me a subscription to the Forward. You wrote in here that the New York's prestigious Jewish community newspaper revealed during the Clintons' first run for the Senate in 2000, we're talking about the cast iron bitch, Hillary, that many traditional Jewish sources of Democratic campaign money, known to be major supporters of New York Democrat Senator Charlie, he really is a possum, Schumer, were actually backing Clinton's Republican challenger, then Representative Rick Lazio.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what's this about? I mean, why are they flipping this support money around like
well,
this?
Well, I tell you what was happening there was, you know, Hillary bounced into New York and said, I'm going to be your U.S. senator. And frankly, at that point, and it's been this way for a long, long time, there are a lot of Hillary herself made the mistake of hugging the wife of Yasser Arafat at one point. Hillary also, in the midst of the Monica Lewinsky affair, actually stood up and said she believed that there should be a Palestinian state. And this was not even a position taken by her husband and his administration. And, you know, I wrote about that at the time it happened. And I said that, in my opinion, what was happening here was that Hillary Clinton was pulling out a switchblade in a knife fight. What she was saying was, all right, you know, the mass media in America is coming down hard on my husband. The Republican leadership in the Congress is going after him and threatening him with impeachment. You're causing me a lot of problems. She was saying, I'm the first lady. I have a lot of influence here. I can rock the boat. And I think that's exactly what she was doing. She was sending a warning shot across the bow of the Israeli lobby saying, hey, I'm a popular Democrat. I can call for a Palestinian state and make a lot of people notice and stand up. Well, they understood exactly what she was doing. And when she ran for the Senate in New York, that's exactly what happened. Key fundraisers who had been known as strong supporters of Israel, number one, and number two, key fundraisers for Senator Charles Schumer, the liberal gun-grabbing Democrat from New York, instead of going with Hillary Clinton, those guys were raising money for Hillary Clinton's Republican opponent. Now, that surprises a lot of people, but that's a fact.
But not if you understand that there's not a dime's worth of difference between a Republican or a Democrat when it comes down to the real core agendas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just read a story the other day, and it was bemoaning the fact that Hillary Clinton, half the people said that they wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary Clinton, half of the vote not going for her. Could you imagine a little bit of vote fixing in there? We might be looking at this queen vampirist here as president in 2008. And by the way, how much, Michael, exposure have you heard on the national news medias about Ron Paul throwing his hat into the ring?
Ron who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, hang on a second here.
All
we got to
take
the break. We'll be right back. We'll get to your calls also. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, we are back. Whoa, what was that? We are back here. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hi, John. Yeah, hi. That's kind of funny what you said about calling Hillary.
Yes.
Those terms that you called her. All right, let's
well, and that's the and I make no apologies for this because I know Hillary Clinton and I know what this woman is made of.
Oh, you actually met her or know of her?
Well, I mean, really, actually, like... over at the University of Michigan, she was there. Gosh, several years ago. And I was lucky enough to see her come in and the table being set up, just a regular, you know, table being set up, and she wanted the skirt around the table so people couldn't see her piano legs. She was actually going ballistic on it. And then we were quickly ushered out of there, but that's as close as I ever got to that woman. And I'll tell you what.
What do you mean piano legs? I don't know what that is.
Piano legs?
Legs like on a piano?
Yeah, well, they're the same size from her knees all the way down to her ankles. She's very subconscious about that. That's why you always see her wearing pantsuits. You hardly ever see her in a dress or a skirt.
Yeah, well, I don't think women always have to wear dresses or skirts anyway, but I know what you're saying, whatever. All right, here's the story. A question for Mr. Piper.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with, you may know about this, too. You have a product you advertise here called Headache Stay Gone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I heard the guy describing about something with blood vessels and stuff that causes headaches. When I'm thinking about this, you know, Piper was talking last night about alternative therapies. You know, that would be one of them. There was a guy named Gary Null talks about the reason why you get headaches has to do with a buildup of some kind of toxins or something. And my presume is if Headache Stay Gone is all natural, for some reason it might also detoxify the blood or the blood vessels or clean out the matter as well as curing the headache and it keeps it away. It probably also cleanses something. Am I right?
Well, I'm no scientist. But I tell you what, I'm looking at the Headache Stay Gone bottle right now. What it has in it is rosemary, peppermint, ginger mint, blue vervain, slippery elm, nettles, meadowsweet, basil, hops, and white willow bark. Now, what knowledge I do have is that some of those items are painkillers. And, you know, these natural products do, you know, a lot of things you're supposed to take directly under the tongue. So that it gets into the bloodstream immediately. That's mm-hmm. why if you're having a heart attack, you know, you take some aspirin under the tongue.
Right.
You know. Well, so, yes, I think. I mean, I'm not speaking authoritatively on this, but from what I know, from what little I know about how things work, I think that's probably accurate to say. And as I say, you know, I had actually. I'm turning into a commercial here, but let me say it.
Oh no, that's fine. No, it's
yeah. I always say it on the show that. I had actually taken Headache Stay Gone before they became my sponsor, and I was really impressed with the product. And I took it last night. I had one hell of a headache, and I took it, and it was gone in minutes. I mean, it was it's remarkable how it does work. And I've talked to a couple other people around the American Free Press office, and people they know have tried it, and the product really does work. And it's great because it is all natural. It's not any of these chemicals you get in so many other products.
Yeah, well, I'll say this and I'll go. I do know about supplement herbs. I deal in that a little bit. And I can tell you that a few of those herbs that you mentioned, some of them actually do cleanse and detoxify the body and the bloodstream.
Exactly.
Well, since we've done this unsolicited commercial here, we might as well tell the people that you can call 800-327-0727. To get a free sample of Headache Stay Gone. I'm sure they'll appreciate your phone call. Thanks for your call, Henry. All right, hang on, Doug Bell. Take the break here. Michael, can you spend a few more minutes with us?
Sure, John. Yeah.
All righty. We'll take the break here. Be right back. Hour two of the National Intel Report after this. 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
You got headache?